VOA News. I'm Christopher Cruz reporting. President Trump says he probably won't agree to be interviewed by the special investigator who is now looking at possible links between the Trump presidential campaign and Russia. Trump suggested that his written answers to the investigator's questions will be his final response. He told Fox News that in recent days, he gave, quote, very, very complete answers to questions I shouldn't have been asked. Probably this is the end. The U.S. State Department says a final conclusion about the killing of Saudi journalist Jamal Khashoggi has not yet been reached by the U.S. government. The Trump administration is taking issue with reports that cite an American official as saying that U.S. intelligence agencies have concluded that the Saudi Crown Prince Mohammed bin Salman ordered the killing. Associated Press correspondent Ben Thomas reports.
The State Department says reports that the government has made a final conclusion about the role Saudi Crown Prince Mohammed bin Salman may have played in the killing of Jamal Khashoggi are inaccurate. Those reports cited a U.S. official who was not authorized to discuss the matter publicly and spoke on condition of anonymity. State Department spokeswoman Heather Nauert says there remain numerous unanswered questions, and the department will continue to seek all relevant facts. The Saudi government has denied the claim that the Crown Prince ordered Khashoggi's killing.
President Trump says he's been told about an audio recording of the killing of Khashoggi inside Saudi Arabia's consulate in Istanbul last month, but he told Fox News he has no intention of listening to it.
It's a suffering tape. It's a terrible tape. I've been fully briefed on it. There's no reason for me to hear it. In fact, I said to the people, should I? They said, you really shouldn't. There's no reason. I know everything that went on in the tape without having to.
And what?
Mr. Trump said Saturday the government will release its finding on the killing of Khashoggi on Tuesday. This is VOA News. Florida's Governor Rick Scott won a U.S. Senate seat by 10,000 votes, state officials said Sunday. The announcement follows a manual recount over a week after the election. The Republican Scott is the governor, or had been the governor of Florida since 2011. He was encouraged by President Trump to challenge the three-term incumbent Democrat Bill Nelson. Scott's campaign says Nelson called to concede the election on Sunday. The Asia-Pacific Economic Cooperation Summit in Papua New Guinea ended Sunday without a formal agreement. That's the first time that's happened in the summit's nearly 30-year history. There has been a trade war between the U.S. and China, and leaders from the two countries failed to agree on the language of a final statement. This is U.S. Vice President Mike Pence.
There are differences today. They begin with trade practices, with tariffs and quotas and forced technology transfers, the theft of intellectual property, but it goes beyond that to freedom of navigation in the seas and concerns about human rights.
Officials in northwestern India say three people were killed and 10 were wounded in an attack on a religious organization Sunday. Two men entered the building in Amritsar, threw a grenade at the followers of the Nirankari sect. The attackers reportedly had at least an assault rifle and entered the building at gunpoint. It's been a year since Australians voted to legalize gay marriage. Almost 5,500 same-gender weddings have taken place in that time since marriage was redefined as a union of two people. Correspondent Phil Mercer reports for VOA from Sydney.
The law divided Australia. While almost 8 million people voted in support of same-sex marriage, about 5 million opposed the reform. Paul Kennedy from the Coalition for Marriage said it was morally wrong.
There is no other institution that is as important as marriage, anthropologically, biologically, historically, that defines the relationship that best nurtures a man and a woman and their capacity to raise children.
But the reform has been embraced by the gay community. It's estimated that 10% of same-sex couples in Australia have married since the law was changed.
Pope Francis on Sunday held a religious service for thousands of poor people on the church's annual Day of the Poor. At the Vatican, the Pope made a reference to migrants when he called on people to pay attention to, quote, all those forced to flee their homes and native land for an uncertain future. Sunday is the second observance of the Day of the Poor, an event that Francis initiated last year. You can find more on these and other late-breaking and developing stories from around the world around the clock at voanews.com and on the VOA News mobile app. I'm Christopher Cruz, VOA News.